Blog Talk Radio.
Ms. Atkins, can you hear me okay now? Hello? Ms. Atkins? Connections Network today on the MLT Global Network with your host, Kevin Vaughn. I hope you're doing well out there. Hey, I'm excited today. We got an awesome, awesome guest calling in today, and we can't wait to bring her on, ladies and gentlemen. But hey, a few announcements out there, ladies and gentlemen. Hope, first of all, it's Friday. Hope you're enjoying your Friday, and hope you're excited about your week that you had, and I hope you got a lot of things accomplished, a lot of things done. And we trust that you're doing well today. We hope you're also going to be able to relax a little bit, maybe for some who can take a day off, maybe tomorrow on Sunday, and regroup and get ready for another Power Week coming up next week. But this is the Power Connections, ladies and gentlemen, on the Global MLT Network. Hey, the number to call in if you want to hear our wonderful guest. I know a lot of you listen on mobile devices around the globe. That's great. Thank you so much for all your support and connections. But for those who want to call in and listen in to this wonderful guest today, 347-843-4559. That's 347-843-4559, ladies and gentlemen, is the number to call in. Hey, what is Power Connections? Hey, we just want to connect you with powerful people who have something to say that will change your life, give you more energy, more encouragement, more power to keep it moving, whether it's for personal needs, for your family, for your business, for your career, for your school, whatever you're doing out there, right? Your job, whatever it is, we want to keep you moving forward on the Power Connections program, ladies and gentlemen. This is your host, Kevin Vaughn. All right, hey, we're going to get ready to get rolling here and get excited about our wonderful guest coming up, so I can't wait to bring them up. We want to let you know, too, guys, you can go to our website, which is MLT. That's Mary, Larry, Tom, mltnetworks.net for more information about our network as well. And we thank you so much for that support. And we want to keep it moving in that area as well. So, hey, keep it moving. Our goal is to promote, keep you moving forward and help you out in any way that we can. Hey, give me a call at 404-401-0233. That's my direct business line for Kevin Vaughn on the Global Network. Kevin Vaughn at 404-401-0233. So thank you so much for that. Without further ado, I know Miss Lachelle Atkins, ladies and gentlemen, is coming up. She is an awesome life coach and a consultant, and probably so much more. She's going to tell us a little bit about our bio in a little bit, but I want you guys to get ready for her, and we're just excited about her being a part of the program, and we thank you for joining Power Connections, ladies and gentlemen. But without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, I want you guys to put your hands together as we open up the mic for Miss Lachelle Atkins. Lachelle, what's up? What's up?
Thank you so much, Kevin, for having me on. I'm so excited. I love your energy. I'm so glad it's Friday, and I'm looking forward to great things over the weekend as I regroup for another powerful week.
Fantastic.
So
well, tell us a little
so
bit.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Well, thank you so much for your time as well. Also, too, Ms. Atkins, we always ask our guests about their week. How was your week, and how was your day today?
My week was awesome. Today was really pretty much a day for me to just kind of relax and unwind. I did a lot this week in terms of giving back. I tried to dedicate a portion of my business to charity. And so I went to a domestic violence shelter this week and spoke to the ladies there. So,
that's powerful.
You know, that
powerful.
Can kind of take a lot out of you. So today was just my day to kind of recharge and get fueled back up for the next week.
Absolutely. Yeah, the most powerful person in the world got to recharge. The most powerful device in the world, we'll say a car, has to recharge. Has to get that energy, got to get that fuel. So we're so glad and proud of you. And welcome again to Power Connection.
Thank you so much.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to one of the best people on the planet, Lachelle Atkins, ladies and gentlemen. She's a life coach and consultant, and she's going to give us a little overview about her background. And if you don't mind, Lachelle, tell us a little bit about you and what you're doing and what you like to do and all that good stuff, if you don't mind. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Welcome, everybody.
All right. Thank you. I am so glad to be a part of your program today. I want to thank you for giving me the opportunity and the exposure with your guests. A little bit about me is I'm married to my husband, Jerome. We've been married for 25 years.
Woo-hoo!
The thing highlights our relationship and causes us to stand out is that we have 15 children. That's quite a large group.
Got that right.
We have 11 children. We still have 11 children at home. They range in age from 4 to 23 of those that still live at home.
A lot of love there.
Yes.
Gotta love.
So that's really what got me into life coaching. I have a business background. My degree is in marketing. And I've been a stay-at-home mom pretty much most of you know, my career, so to speak, and with my kids. I've done a lot of stuff just kind of behind the scenes with that because my husband and I have had several businesses. However, he really did a lot of work in retail in addition to being in the military as a reservist and also a pastor. So that required a lot of him to be away from the home, work holidays and weekends, which led to a lot of stress for me with being with the children and trying to maintain a sense of normalcy. And it was just he and I. We never really had a support system with other family members or staff that could help us with the children. So as a result, there were three times that I was hospitalized for stress. And my last stress episode was in 2016, and it was at that time after I came home that I decided to pursue life coaching. I was really awakened to what were the things that were stressing me and really taking a transformative change into leading my life in a different direction, and I wanted to share that with other women especially, because a lot of times we kind of have unrealistic goals in our life, and we always wear these masks to make sure that everybody thinks everything's okay. And I was just willing to kind of pull all that back and be transparent, and that's really what got me into life coaching.
Amen. That's awesome. Yeah, what you just said was very, very powerful, Ms. Atkins. You got to have somebody you can go to let your hair down, so to speak, and for the brothers to put the word and get the word out there on what's really, really happening. You know, I want to know really what's going on. So outside of God, ladies and gentlemen, of course, you got to have some support here on the planet with some other human beings. That's what it's all about as well. So that's powerful. So, yeah, thank you so much for sharing that. That's powerful, powerful area. You know, one thing, Lachelle, I wanted to ask about too for our audience as well and myself is where do you see the family at today? What's going on out there? You know, a lot of stuff's happening out there. So from your perspective, what's happening with the structure of the family and what we got to do to fix some of it?
I believe that the family is the backbone of everything.
Yes.
In terms of all of us, you know, to be contributing members to society. However,
absolutely,
I do feel that it is deteriorating. We are kind of in an age to where we are disconnected, so to speak, from one another, even within the same house. You know, technology is really turned out, instead of being a tool, it's pretty much running us more so than us running it, you know?
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
So I think it's very important for us to kind of step back, take a look, and begin to introduce some of the old traditions and things that we could do as a family in order to kind of get control back. I think we've just really kind of lost control. We're kind of stuck on this roller coaster, and people are afraid to get off, and people don't know how to get off.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right, Lachelle, on that. As a matter of fact, the Lord basically told me, get back to friendships, basically. He said, get to make friends. Get back to making friends. Get back to know people. Obviously, you can't get to know everybody out there. You can't get to know everybody, but you got to, for those who will let you be friends or associates or just talk, you know, be able to talk sensibly to people and understand them a little bit in respect. So, yeah, you're right on the money there, Lachelle. That is so important today. And as you know, that only gets taught from the home. You can't learn that in a book. That is for sure. Mm-hmm. You cannot learn that in the book. So that's powerful. So that's wonderful. Yeah, so what you said was very, very powerful. Ladies and gentlemen, hey, we're talking to Ms. Lachelle Ford Atkins, ladies and gentlemen. She's an awesome life coach and consultant, but most of all, she's a mommy. She's an awesome wife as well. And, of course, she's an awesome mentor to so many wonderful families and women out there as well. That's great. So, you know, one thing, let's back up a little bit about your, I know you have a business degree as well, business background, but what led you to the business side? What led you as far as your degree?
Actually, I have always just had a passion for sales, understanding the dynamics of advertising. I just always thought it was a challenge to meet new people and really kind of solve problems for people.
Yeah.
You know, that's really kind of how it was. And so I really enjoyed that aspect of coaching because it allows me to utilize those same skills and see people's lives transformed by them being able to change and implement different things, just sometimes small tweaks and sometimes major ones. In order to live the life that they are destined to live. So it's very rewarding to kind of be there when people have those aha moments of really seeing things for themselves. Because I could tell you anything. You know, we've got books out there. We got podcasts. We got this program, that program. But it's not going to be impactful until you see it for yourself. And so that's the thing that's so rewarding and what I really enjoy when it comes to coaching.
Yes, that's an excellent area. And as you know, we got to have that personal touch. And I know that's what you do. You actually have to put the personal touch in there. You cannot teach this stuff. You still have to have that personal touch, ladies and gentlemen. That's what Ms. Atkins does. She has the personal touch every day. And that, you know, that's pretty exciting. That's really exciting when you think about it. But that's what we were created for that, as you know, Ms. Atkins. We were created. And I see people walking around, you know, not looking happy, not smiling. And you know they don't have that personal touch. Some people just want a hug. Michelle, you know that?
Right.
Sometimes
and, you know, and I think a lot of it is just being able to be approachable. You know, mm-hmm. just like you say, mm-hmm. you notice people don't smile or, you know, they're having a bad day. But
right.
that's just another example of how disconnected we are.
Right.
You know, you can go places and people will not
mm-hmm.
ask for directions or not ask a question to understand, you know,
right.
where the line is, something that simple, because we have just gotten to this age where people are so,
mm-hmm.
you know, independent, so to speak.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I can do
yeah.
it myself. And,
right.
you know, I was raised where it takes a village, and I still
yes.
have that mindset. You know, I try
mm-hmm.
to indoctrinate that belief in my husband and I do with our children at home. You
yeah.
know, hey, we
yeah.
all work together
absolutely.
To do our chores. To help
yeah.
the younger ones with homework and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
I
yeah.
think that mentality, you know, we have to maintain that in order to, for everybody to be successful.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Well, you know, too, shall we have to say something about your husband. Tell us about your awesome husband. First of all, how y'all met, how long you've been, you already mentioned how long you've been married, but tell us a little bit about your awesome teammate there, because you got to have a coach, which you are both of,
yes.
but you got to have the family unit today as a team, that we're all working together for success. And I know
mm-hmm.
you, instill, I don't even know you guys like that. I know you guys instill that. And then we're all working
yes.
together to win. So tell me a little bit about your awesome husband. You got to give the brother some props too as well, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
He is awesome. We met, like I said, in college.
Yeah,
and, we have been together ever since. We do have 15 children, so 13 of our
yeah.
children we had together, and then two
right,
of them are
right.
boys that are my stepchildren. He is a landscaper / construction.
Mm-hmm.
That's the work he does. He has his own business, and he's retired military as
awesome.
Well as a pastor for
yeah.
our church. And,
that's
you know,
awesome.
He was raised. Yeah, he was the youngest
mm-hmm.
of five children,
mm-hmm.
and he just really is a goal-oriented, high achiever.
Yeah.
He is very friendly, doesn't meet a stranger, and
yeah.
very compassionate
yeah.
about helping others. You know,
yeah,
he
no
is
doubt
the
about
type
it.
That will give you the shirt off his
yeah.
back if he could.
Absolutely,
so
absolutely. I love
we
it.
Definitely
no, let's
have
get...
a good, yeah.
Yeah, let me
good
give him a hand. What's his first name, LaShawn?
Jerome.
What's his first name? Jerome, I love
Jerome.
It. Yeah, let's give him a round of applause here, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, Brother Jerome. God bless you, Brother Jerome, man. We love you in Jesus, man. We love you in Jesus. Amen. I love it.
Yeah.
You know, that's powerful. Mm-hmm. He's got that. He's got the military background and the pastor. That's
yeah.
some good planning skills there, buddy. That's
mm-hmm.
great. Great planning
yeah.
skills, and he knows how – he obviously loves people, no doubt about that. That's powerful
mm-hmm.
right here.
Yeah.
I love it. That's great. Well, ladies and gentlemen,
mm-hmm.
all around the globe, we are talking to the awesome Ms. LaShawn Ford Atkins, ladies and gentlemen. She is a life coach, consultant with business background, but most of all with the most wonderful and family on the planet, ladies and gentlemen, that she's raising. And I want you guys to continue to pray for them as well, because they're raising 15 children. So that's pretty powerful right there. That is
mm-hmm.
powerful. And we do lift you up to the Lord every day.
Thank you.
Jesus. Yeah, that's powerful. Yeah. Because, you know,
yes.
some people can't even raise one. Shut them.
Hey, it's an opportunity for me to really get close to God, because I know
yeah,
I couldn't do it without him at all. I was an only child. So. Every
wow.
day is an adventure, literally.
That,
yeah. mm-hmm.
that is awesome. Also, too, I love it, Ms. Atkins. I love it. Also, too, Ms. Atkins, I don't know, do you have some contact information, anything you want to put out there? You don't have
yes.
to, but if you want to put some out there, how would people get in touch with you for speaking engagements and consulting, maybe even
yes.
being a mentor, that type of thing? Go ahead and do that now
okay.
at this time. Thank you.
Yes. Okay. My email address is protocolgroupinc@gmail.com. And they also could text me at my business number, which is 706-580-9831. And I do have a Facebook page for Protocol
yeah.
Group,
fantastic.
As well as I'm personally on LinkedIn.
Fantastic. That's great. Ladies
mm-hmm.
and gentlemen, that's the voice of LaShawn Atkins, ladies and gentlemen, on the network. She's a life coaching consultant. We're interviewing her tonight on the Power Connection. She's our Power Connector tonight. I love it. Excited about what she's doing. Well, I love it. I love it. You know, one thing too, I was thinking about too, Michelle, is the consultant side. Tell us about that. Now, do you consult with individuals, of course, but do you do corporate stuff as well, businesses as well? Tell me about the protocol group.
Yes. Actually, that branch of really our business, we started because we were actually representing ourselves for reality TV. We have been approached by several by different production companies. We did have one that came through and for a weekend, and once we saw the contract and just different negotiations, it just really wasn't what we were interested in with our kids. So
I'm glad
really
you read it.
The consulting. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I still do marketing consulting because that's really like my passion. So that's pretty much all I do underneath that. But my main interest and a lot of the time that I put into the business now is with just with the coaching. So I do group coaching, speaking events. Yeah, you name it, pretty much I do it all.
That's great. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's powerful. Ladies and gentlemen, we're listening to and talking to Michelle Atkins, ladies and gentlemen, about life coach and consulting. One area that she's her and her husband work together on is the Protocol Group, and we want you guys to get in touch with them on Facebook. And know you're on LinkedIn for sure, no doubt about that.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just excited about her and her husband doing what they do for the community all around them. You know, Michelle, also, too, I pulled down some audio. You sent me some audio about, I think it was titled The Love in All the Wrong Places. And I do have that loaded up. Is that okay to play for those out there?
Sure.
All right, good. Yeah, so we're going to play that in a little bit here at the bottom of the hour. We'll play that for a few seconds there, a few minutes, actually, so people can get to hear your wonderful voice from that light, too, as well. That's powerful. That's great. Well, one thing, Michelle, I wanted to talk to you about tonight. As you know, our world is changing, and we won't get into all the details of that, but we got a lot of things going on. The concern I have the most is people's lack of empathy, if you will, if that's the right word, for others. If you will, you know what I'm saying? Specifically, not respecting the elders, for one, whether it's their parents or somebody else's elders. Secondly, others, you know, just thinking you can just walk in my house and do stuff, you know?
right.
You know, little things like that. And so we need a lot of, in fact, I was talking to somebody today about life coaches and mentors and consultants that people need out there today to help them out. So we want to talk a little bit about. Can you talk to us a little bit about how you handle that through your life coaching and consulting? Because it's rough out there for some people. How do you get down really to the nitty gritty? And when people leave, they've got something to take back with them at their community or home or family. What do you say to them today?
Okay. So when it comes to not having empathy, a lot of that stems from just being unhappy.
Yeah.
That's really kind of the basis, and it's like you can't give happiness or empathy or value to someone if you don't have it yourself.
That's correct.
So the first thing that I would say for anyone who is struggling with that is to be able to allow the person to kind of know who they are and be able to express who they are. A lot of times, children, teens, even adults, we watch social media timelines and we really don't know who we are. We think, you know, if you're, you know, a female, your hair has to be a certain length, you have to have your nails done a certain way, you got to have these eyelashes, all these different things. So much so that we imitate a lot of these things without even questioning if it lines up with who we are as individuals and if it's something really we value. You know, you really can get sucked into this mindset of society very easily by, you know, just going through and scrolling through social media and just the amount of time that we attribute to it just daily. And like I said, that kind of affects everybody of all ages. Another thing is building trust with yourself. So once you kind of figure out what your values are, then you have to really kind of trust yourself and give yourself a push of encouragement to be able to express that, because it takes a lot of courage to be different. And this is where it's important to be around like-minded people, to collaborate with them. These are like safeguards that you can put up for yourself so that if you don't have the motivation or the discipline to keep doing it, you have other people that can kind of hold you accountable and can kind of help you with that trust. So that's one of the things that you can be mindful of, because once you kind of accomplish those two objectives, it helps you move forward in the area of kind of feeling like you don't have to look to other people for validation.
Right.
And you're able to seek within yourself what makes you happy. And once you are able to do that, then you're able to give happiness, and you're not going to be dismayed if, you know, you have a clerk at the store that's, you know, cussing you out for some minor thing. You know, you don't have to say, oh, that's I'm just a bad person. You could say, okay, they're having a bad day. All right, I don't have to let that affect me. You see what I'm saying?
Right, absolutely.
A lot of people today are empty, and they just don't have anything to give, and so it's just a vicious cycle.
Absolutely. Yeah, some people would rather pick up a watermelon and throw it at you in the grocery store, you know, instead of letting it go, you know, and say, hey, this ain't my store. I can't be doing all this stuff in here.
Exactly.
And even outside as well, ladies and gentlemen, you can't do it out there either. So what we're talking about is maturity, Lachelle. That's what you're talking about,
Really
being mature about that. But, you know, one thing, Lachelle, that people are not understanding, and of course, you only get this when you get older, of course, so we're going to have to help our young people, is that you got to understand people are going through their own world. They're in their own world. You know, we got, I think it's like 300, I forgot how many millions or billions of people, but everybody's in their own little world, and they're thinking the way they think, and you got to respect that up to a point. You know, as long as they're not laying hands on you and all that good stuff, you're okay. But people are people. They're going to think the way they think. They don't know you. They can't read your mind. They don't know you're a nice person. All that stuff. So we have to be really, really sympathetic, if you will. And like God is with us, you got to be really merciful, if you will, with people today. You know, you
and
really
that's
have to be.
What I tell my, my children the same thing, because,
man,
you know, when you have that mindset that I'm right and you're wrong,
right.
You don't allow people to express how they are. Everybody has a different story. And so, you know, when you're looking at being right and wrong, you're looking at it a place from judgment instead of a place of understanding. It doesn't matter who's right or wrong. You know, I had this issue with my two daughters. They were arguing over who got what color cup when I was giving them something to drink. And so I asked the older one of the two, they were 4 and 6. I said, does it matter what color the cup is or that you have something to drink? And so she was like, that I have something to drink, you know, from
there
a 6-year-old. And it's like, we get caught up in the differences, and we don't even realize that that doesn't even have anything to do with solving the problem. It's just a distraction.
Absolutely.
You know, so we have to be very mindful of the fact that, you know, people are going to be different. We have different eye color, different hair color, different textures of hair. We need to look and appreciate the differences, but just get with somebody when it comes to solving problems. Just find out what you have in common, what you can agree on, and start from there rather than putting up all these boundaries and roadblocks and all this stuff that will hinder your communication from the very beginning.
Absolutely. I love it, Lachelle. Ladies and gentlemen, all around the globe there, we're listening to my special guest today is Ms. Lachelle Atkins, ladies and gentlemen. She is an awesome life coach and consultant and an awesome protocol group, but also too, ladies and gentlemen, she's an awesome wife first with her awesome husband and family member, of course, with their wonderful family. Ladies and gentlemen, she's a mother of 15 children, and we're just excited about that. Matter of fact, you know, Lachelle, I've got to give you just another round of applause. That's some powerful stuff today, man, that you're doing. Some powerful stuff. Woo! Wow. Incredible. You got whole companies that can't handle that, you know? Can't do that.
I know that's right.
That's wonderful. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to Ms. Atkins, ladies and gentlemen. And she's gonna come right back here in a few minutes here. We're gonna do a quick commercial break and let Ms. Lachelle. She's got an awesome promo here that she sent me, I believe, earlier. It says, looking for love in all the wrong places. If you would, though, Lachelle, kind of set this one up a little bit. What's the purpose of this one here, if you don't mind?
Okay.
Just 3 minutes.
Yeah. Actually, these are like little motivational moments that
yeah.
I deal with a lot of my clients.
Fantastic.
I do them weekly because when I'm in the car, that's usually my time to kind of reflect and you know, really just kind of think about what's going on in the day. I try to use this to help others learn instead of being reactive in my own situation. So they're very authentic. They're coming out of situations that I'm actually going through right before I record them. So,
fantastic.
You know, beware of the version. If they're edited, I don't have high tech technology for that. But I just try to be very authentic and share these things with my clients as they occur.
And that's what we need to be, is authentic, ladies and gentlemen. And that's what we're talking about today. Well, ladies and gentlemen, hold on. Hey, Lachelle, hold on. We're going to come right back. We're going to have Lachelle Atkins, Looking for Love in All the Wrong Places. Ladies and gentlemen, about 3 minutes. We'll be right back with
Happy
her.
Friday, everyone. This is Lachelle coming in with another motivational minute. Today, I wanted to talk about looking for love in all the wrong places. Love should be saved for what can love us back. A lot of times we think fulfillment is achieved when we use our energy to acquire certain things such as cars, purses, shoes. Sorry about that for all my men audience. A lot of my stuff is related to women, so I will apologize about that. But just all these things, the stuff that we have to take care of, and it really ends up being a burden. You know, we have a closet that's overflowing with stuff, and, you know, we can't get to places on time. We don't know what to wear, or we have problems in our relationships over things that really can be replaced at any time. So I really want to talk about how we use the term loving these things, but they really can't love us back. Love should be saved for people, for opportunities to express ourselves and have it come back to us in the form of dealing with humanity. So a lot of times we kind of go in this tangent of looking for love in all the wrong places. So I really want to challenge us to reserve all of our love for people who have the capacity to love us back. So I have found the real meaning of love, and I don't want to be distracted by looking for love in all the wrong places. I'm sure you all heard that. That was Hope, and that's one of the things with being a mom. You never know when they're going to show up. You're having your time to interact, do what you need to do, and here come the little ones. So, but back to what I was saying. You know, we need to be taking the time to reserve this word love for things that can really love us back. So I challenge you to simplify, think about some things that you really have attributed the wrong priority for. You know, we're sitting here working hard, stressed out over these things that really can't give us the value in return. So I challenge you to kind of think about how you can simplify, how you can use your love for things that are going to reciprocate to you. So I wanted you to ponder that this weekend. I pray that everybody is blessed and has a beautiful weekend, and I will catch up with you next week. Blessings. Bye.
Oh, that was good. That was good, Lachelle. I like that. That was very, very good. I love it. Woo-hoo!
Thank you.
Yeah, man. That's great. Yeah, that's what we need. There's a song called Love.
Yeah.
All We Need Is Love. Yep, God's been trying to get our attention for the longest on that one, ain't he? That's for sure. He's trying to get our attention for the longest. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to, or you're listening to right now, is the Power Connections with our awesome guest, Ms. Michelle Atkins. Ladies and gentlemen, we just heard one of her awesome promos, Love in All the Wrong Places. And she does this every week. Is that right, Michelle? Do that every week, something different?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. So that's wonderful. So thank you so much. And continue to do that because we need it, man. We need it. We need it. No doubt about it. Wow. I love it. Well, Michelle, you know, one thing I wanted to talk about, there's three other topics I wanted to talk to you about today and see how you how you do it from a life coaching, consulting, and, of course, as a mother and wife. But how do you teach giving today, to be a giver? Because, you know, that's so important today. How do you teach the other generations to be givers? I know we got to deal with our some of our adults as well, but how do you teach your family to be givers today?
Yes. Okay, this is awesome. This is the main thing I think that attributes to a lot of my success is being able to give. That is something that I had no problem doing, and that's what led me to stress is that I just gave too much. I didn't have a cutoff. You know, I didn't know how to refuel.
It's understandable.
You know?
Right.
Yeah, so to me, giving is just a basis of so much of just with everyday life. And like I tell my children, giving is doing it in small doses and then working your way up, because it's hard for people to give, you know, as humans, we are very self-motivated. You know, we want to get the promotion. We want to make the most money. We want to do all these things that quote unquote make us look successful. And so giving is one of the things that's hard to do. So with my kids, I teach them to be mindful of people just needing the door open, you know, opening the door for somebody when they're going through the door, helping them pick up a bag, you know, carry something heavy. When they see me at the store, you know, push the cart for me. You know, it's these little things that I try to instill in them from a child's age that will help them be able to be empowered to look for ways that they can help somebody that, you know, they may not even be asking for. You know, if someone's in front of us, they have a lot of groceries, I encourage them to help them put the groceries on the conveyor belt. You know, so just little small things that really, to me, they make such a major impact. You know, and when people see you do these things, they act as if you have done something amazing. And it's just a matter of just being thoughtful. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I do know exactly what you're saying. Even today, I was getting my car serviced today, and one of the ladies waiting for her car, and she didn't look, she looked kind of down, right, for a little bit. And so we just started engaging and talking about the Lord. But the goal was really just to encourage her in the things of God. But we got to start recognizing other people's needs. You know, some people walk into a place and say nothing to nobody. I mean, you don't even recognize the people that are in the room. I think, come on, man, you got to say hi to the leadership or something in the room, you know. So we want to encourage everybody to engage more into people, ladies. We want you to be sincere, of course. If you, that's not your personality, we're not asking you to worry about that too much. Ask the Lord to help you in that area. But we want you to engage in people's lives today. And I don't know, Sheldon, how many people really have true friends today. I think I got five on the planet, you know, on the whole planet that I can trust. And so that's pretty cool. But the point is, we have to have more friendships, ladies and gentlemen, genuine friendships as well. So, yeah, thank you so much for that insight on the giver side and how you teach that as well. And the other part of that, I guess, Michelle, I wanted to share with you is now this is the one I'm learning, on, and I know you're going to love this one. The one I'm learning about is how to be a servant, how to serve others. Jesus, hallelujah. What do you do with that one?
You are right. Well, you know, in my case, I literally had to go back and be a servant. That's what I'm doing right now.
Man,
I'm working a part-time job as a waiter. And
wow.
my last day is September the 1st. And, you know, I wanted to get back to the state of mind of recognizing that it's important to serve others, you
yes,
know,
it is.
And it's not anything big that you can do, but just being mindful of your positioning within a company, serving in an entry level, serving different customers in different ways, and just recognizing your position overall. And so I serve as a first lady in our church, and you know, wanted to kind of have a example both spiritually as well as worldly, secularly, to be able to see what it's like to serve, you know, and it's so much of a blessing to be able to help someone smile, make them feel that they're important, because that's really what we don't have a lot of today. Everybody is into what they got going on, and just if you wait on somebody, give them a smile, make them feel that they're important and that they matter, that they're worthy, that they have value.
Yeah.
That's something that, you know, I just wanted God to continue to place on my heart and help me to grow in that area.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to the voice of Lachelle Atkins. Ladies and gentlemen, she is the CEO and founder of the Protocol Group, along with her awesome husband. She's a life coach and consultant and has a beautiful family, ladies and gentlemen. So we're just excited about her taking some time out with her wonderful family that she is growing. I love it. I love it. Well, you know, Lachelle, our next question for you is, how do you handle this? Because, you know, one of the goals of a Christian home, if you will, is to make sure our family members have a relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So today, how do you introduce that portion, whether it's a life coaching, consultant, or family? How do you introduce people to the Lord? How do you let them know that God needs to be in their life?
Amen. Well, to me, I tell my children that you may be the only Bible that people will read.
Yeah.
And so for that, I just ask them to be transparent, to be who they are, to not condemn others, to always be available to answer questions and be people of integrity, to where they're consistent on how they behave. So, you know, I was raised, and when I was young in the ministry, to, you know, you have your tracts that you give to people and share the spiritual laws, and there's nothing against that. But I just feel like this day and age, you know, you may not always have that available, you know. God, to me, I feel God is a great God. He's awesome. He doesn't need any help. And so how we exhibit that is to live a life that's God pleased, that He's pleased with. And that's going to show up. There's a anointing, there's a special gift in all that you do, and people feel that. But and when they feel that, it's our opportunity to then express where it came from and give them the glory. You know, so I get to minister to people every day. When they ask me how many kids I have, they're like, how do you do it? And that, to me, gives me a platform to share the Lord. But it's all about just being authentic. Hey, I have my rough days, too. There's days that I want to pull my hair out, or my kids don't do everything I tell them to do. You know, you can come into our house and it might be spick and span one day. The next hour, it could be a tornado in their ear. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
But being able to share that with people so that they don't feel condemned.
Yeah.
Because if you don't know the Lord, you feel intimidated to even want to be in His presence. And so it's up to us. If we know that we have a relationship with Him and He loves us unconditionally, why are we trying to put up this facade that we have to be perfect? Because God already accepted us.
Absolutely.
So we need to be even that much more understanding of people that don't know Him and just mentor them over the things that were, you know, hindrances for us so that they can learn and know the Lord themselves.
Amen. That's powerful. Well said. Sister Atkins, well said. Hallelujah. I love it. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, that's why Jesus came, ladies and gentlemen. Jesus came for the final sacrifice because we're not perfect. We not it. God said, I knew God said, he looked into eternity and said, they ain't going to make it without my son. So he brought his son on down and took care of business. So, ladies and gentlemen, we give all glory and honor to the Lord. Thank you.
Amen.
I love it. So we want to, our network, our home, my home, your home wants to just continue to bless you, let you know we're praying for you too, Sister Atkins and Brother Jerome. Mm-hmm. We're praying for your family. We want you guys to be successful, but continue to do what you do. You know, today, Sister Atkins, I know you noticed already, you got to have some serious tenacity today. You know what I'm saying? You got to say, I'm getting this done. Yeah, man. You got to have some tenacity.
Yes.
I'm excited about that. Yeah, so it makes you stronger, ladies and gentlemen. And for those who need some more help in that area, Ms. Atkins is going to give her contact information again in a few seconds here, but want you to call her and set up some appointments if you like. And I think you, you do speaking engagements as well. Do you speak in other locations?
Yes, I do.
Oh, great. Mm-hmm. Good. Well, if you would, at this time, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to Ms. Lachelle Atkins. She is a life coach, consultant, and CEO and founder with her awesome husband, the Protocol Group. If you would, give us that contact information again there, Ms. Atkins. Thank you.
Yes. Okay, you can reach me at 706-580-9831 or email at protocolgroupinc@gmail.com.
Fantastic. And ladies and gentlemen, you can also get in touch with me, and I'll be glad to forward that information to you, to Ms. Atkins. My number is 404-401-0233, 404-401-0233. And also, too, ladies and gentlemen, you can go back and listen to the wonderful voice here, Ms. Atkins, on our network, too. You can go back to blogtalkradio.com/men-let's-talk. That's blogtalkradio.com/men-let's-talk. All these programming is archived, so you can go back to listen to Lachelle over and over again to get the information we share with you tonight. But also, we want you to share it out, too, as well, right? We want you to share it out on your network and so other people can be blessed by that as well. So I am excited about that, Lachelle, and we're just excited about your time tonight as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, Lachelle, you know, one thing I always like our guests to do is leave what we call takeaways, right?
Okay.
What do you want us to do? What takeaway do you have for us today that we can continue to grow even tonight and to take this even into the next couple of days and even the next week, maybe the rest of our lives? What do you want us to know tonight?
I think the main thing that I would say is the main stress reliever is for people to begin to know who they are.
Yeah.
So I challenge everybody to focus on what it is that you desire for yourself and begin to determine how you need to get there. And one of the first things that you can do is really focus, and when you know your own voice, you know you are on a path of success because you know exactly where you're headed and how you're going to get there. But in this society today, we have a lot of voices that are pulling at us through social media, TV, movies, radio, you know, you name it. Our children, you know, neighborhood associations. We've got all these different areas and roles that we play where we are trying to be the best, you know, at each particular facet that's in our life. But I encourage everybody to take some time to reflect on what it is they want and what it is they desire and have the courage to stand on that. And really begin to start examining if what they're doing every day is taking them on the right path of where they're headed. So if you want to get out of debt, for example, you know, how are you spending your money? Is it really going to help you get out of debt if you're still every paycheck going to get your nails done?
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with getting your nails done. I don't want to use that as an example, but
If you're spending money
instead of saving or cutting back or using coupons,
you know, we can't get upset and then wonder why we're in the same position a year later if we haven't made any changes. You know,
absolutely.
That's insane to keep doing the same thing, expecting different results. So we get caught in the routines and doing things over and over again without even thinking. So I challenge everybody to think about what you're doing and if it's moving you forward to your goals. And if it's not, you might need to cut it out.
Yeah, that's
good. So that's
good.
My
good
takeaway.
Yeah, I love it. Good advice, good advice. And I was just thinking as you was talking, we're going to talk to some other folks out there as well. Michelle, you know, two people I'm always concerned about, and I want you to, there may be somebody listening now or later on and says, hey, I feel like giving up. But Michelle, if you would say a few words to anybody who may be thinking about giving up or even have suicidal thoughts, possibly, even after listening to this, what would you say to those, or maybe we know people that are maybe going through some serious depression, what would you tell us tonight where we could help some people out? Those who are giving up and maybe even somebody with suicidal thoughts, what would you say to them tonight?
I would say that, you know, that is a very overwhelming place. And I use the analogy, a lot of people don't understand that people get better in depression. It can be like being in a pit trying to dig yourself out with a toothpick. That's how overwhelming it can be. And we have to be patient with ourselves. And for somebody to be able to express that, that's a good thing. Because a lot of times we keep our feelings inside and we don't feel that we even matter enough to share that with somebody. So to be able to acknowledge it is a major breakthrough, because that's the first step to recovering from anything. The next thing is to get around people that genuinely care about you. You know, get a support system. If you have to call a hotline or talk to somebody at church that you may trust, or even a stranger, you know, somebody who is compassionate enough to listen, then that's so important. Because when we are dealing with depression, and I'm speaking from experience, you know, if you're playing your own thoughts in your head, you're not getting anything new, and it's not going to be positive. So you have to inject positivity by allowing yourself to come out of isolation and surrounding yourself with people that can be that positive voice until you're able to do it on your own. So it's back to this point to where we have to realize that it's not going to be something we can do on our own. It takes a village, and it takes somebody holding the microphone, so to speak, and talking for us until we can talk for ourselves and gain our strength back. So it's a process of healing. And once you have been able to transform your mind with positive thoughts and being able to get out of that situation, then, you know, that'll give you the small victories that will help you every day to just keep moving forward. Because, you know, we all are plagued with death and illness and, you know, accidents, you know, you name it. Any bad occurrence can happen to any one of us, but it's how we respond to those things that tell the difference between one person to the next. So just, you know, depression is the being overwhelmed and not being able to cope and respond. So it's up to us as we get stronger to put safeguards up so that when we do have those occurrences in our life, that we're not back to rock bottom. But, you know, we may be able to deal with the pain and then continue to keep moving forward. Like you said, tenacity is something that we have to have. It speaks volume, you know.
Yeah.
My kids may come in here and, you know, one of them may fail a class, you know.
Right.
That's the furthest thing from my mind, but life's not over because you get an F in a class.
That's right.
So you have to be able to continually to kind of regroup, reset, and be open to change, because not everybody's path is the exact same.
That's right. Matter of fact, you have 17 different people in your house. They all have their individuality. You know, that's just the way it is. Yeah, and ain't nobody want to be like me. Who wants to be? I need to be like me, not you be like me. So be yourself. Amen. That's powerful. That was awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the voice of Michelle Atkins, ladies and gentlemen, our wonderful guest tonight on Power Connections. life coach. She's a life coach and consultant. And what she hit on tonight was some powerful points. But we want you to know, ladies and gentlemen, that you're special. You are special. Mm-hmm. Everybody out there, men, women, you are special people. And if there's anybody mm-hmm. out there that is thinking about giving up or even taking their own life, this is very, very serious. There is hotlines all across the country, as you know, Sister Atkins, that people can call. But you need to call 911. Very important mm-hmm. to call those. There's also crisis hotlines for each state. I don't have all those numbers here today, but definitely you can call 911 to get help. The purpose mm-hmm. here is to get help, and they'll direct you to that. But we want you to talk to somebody out there. Talk to somebody. If you can't talk to a family member or friend, you need to find somebody in your city, state, county that will talk to you, because there are professionals that will talk to you, but you got to call them and let them know, okay? Very, very important. Yeah. We want you to be successful. We want you to be happy. It may be a journey to get there, but we want you to take the steps to get to where you need to be. So without that, without further, we know we can go into a whole other show on that, Sister Atkins, on that one, but
yes.
thank God yes. for you tonight. But anyway, I want to give you some final thoughts there for us tonight. Sister Atkins, mm-hmm. any final thoughts for us before we let you go?
I just want to thank you again for the opportunity to speak. I thank you for being able to deal with real life experiences. You know,
absolutely.
Sometimes these just answers to these questions that you gave
yeah.
me can really hinder everybody every day because they don't have the answer.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
You know, we're back to the yeah. same thing. It doesn't take some real high-tech answer to problem.
Uh-huh.
A lot of times
right.
it's just something simple. So
right. absolutely.
Just try to live a life that's simple and minimize
yeah.
wherever you can and keep
yeah.
your smile and remember that you're an individual. There's nobody
yeah.
like you. And
yeah.
wherever you go, remember to add value to others.
I love it. I love it. That's powerful, Sister Atkins. You know, I was just thinking,
yes.
Michelle, maybe we need to have you talk to your husband about this. Maybe we can
yeah.
do something on the radio with the family. So y'all think about
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah. He would love it.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he would
That'd
love
be
it.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we could have this thing holds up to 100, almost 100 callers, but we could do almost a reality radio program if you wanted to do that with your husband.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying? That'd be cool.
Yeah,
so think about that.
Yeah,
yeah, we'll just figure out how we could do that and have you on the network. But just think about that and see if we want to do that. That'd be perfect, really. That'd be really cool.
Yeah.
So we'll come up with,
mm-hmm.
with a theme and, you know, we'll plan it out a little bit. But, yeah, let's do something with that. That'd be powerful.
Yeah, we definitely
yeah.
would be so honored. Yes.
Not yes, so that's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's great. Well, ladies and gentlemen, all around the world, you've been listening to Ms. Michelle. This is Michelle Atkins, ladies and gentlemen, CEO and founder of the Protocol Group, along with her awesome husband, Jerome. And she's a life coach and consultant, but most of all, she's a mother and a wife, man. And wait a minute. Do y'all like that out there? Y'all better give this woman a hand that you never heard before. I love it. I love it. Well, Michelle, tell you and your family, thank you so much for joining us tonight. Thank you for allowing them to come on as well. We want you to
mm-hmm.
know that this is also your network as well. So, you know, you're part of the family here on the network. So
thank
you.
Feel
free to come back on. We'll be glad to schedule. We Lord willing, we'll be doing this every month for a long time. We've been doing this for 30 years as far as radio, you know. So we
Amen.
Continue the saga.
That's a blessing.
Amen. Amen. I think with mm-hmm. internet radio, about 10 years ago. So with the internet radio. So that's pretty cool. So excited. Well, great. Hey, tell that family hi from Uncle Kev, from everybody.
Oh, we will.
On the network.
We will.
Tell them we're so proud of them. Let them know we're proud of them. We're excited for them. We can't wait for them to change the world in their own special way. And most of all, let them know
Amen.
That Jesus loves them more than anything else. Well, great. Well, thank you so
Amen.
Much, Michelle Atkins.
You are
I love
welcome.
It. And you guys have a great evening. Enjoy yourself. And maybe next time we'll talk about how y'all fix meals at the house next time.
Yes.
<That'd be> pretty cool.
Okay.
I love it, man. That's beautiful. Well, thank you so much. And we thank you so much
You're
for
welcome.
Your time tonight. We'll see you next time on Power Connection.
Okay.
God bless you. All right. Hey, ladies
Bye-bye.
And gentlemen, that was Michelle Atkins, ladies and gentlemen. She's a life coach, one of the best on the planet, and one of the best consultants as well. She's with the Protocol Group, ladies and gentlemen. And you can find them on Facebook, LinkedIn as well. And ladies and gentlemen, if you need to get in touch with me, I'll be glad to help you as well. Just give me a call at 404-401-0233, 404-401-0233, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we love you guys out there. And this has been the Power Connection, our wonderful guest today, Ms. Lachelle Atkins. And ladies and gentlemen, also too, I want you to leave you with this as well. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, to always, always, always out love, out forgive, and out serve each other. And remember, Jesus is Lord. We'll see you next time on Power Connection. Bye-bye now. Take care. Enjoy your weekend. With your host, Kevin Vaughn. God bless you. We'll see you next time on the network. Bye-bye.